Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We're live and local here at Connect FM, and that's why we like. We talk Illini sports, of course, because we're in Champaign-Urbana. Yeah. We also talk a lot of pro sports. We're the home of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Quite a bit.
But one thing I love doing is talking local sports. We did a lot during the basketball season. We're picking it up again here with football season about to start. Football started on Wednesday with two-a-days. And the latest coach we're bringing on is Nathan Watson from Urbana High School. Nathan, how are the first couple days of practice going for you?
Things have been great. Practice has been beautiful. The kids are motivated, and things are going really well.
Yeah, and the kids got to love this weather. I mean, it's not 90 degrees and 100% humidity right now.
Absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. The coaches love it, too. You know, I heard you guys say 2 days. We actually go 3 practices a day, so this has been a blessing.
3 practices a day. So give me kind of your schedule that you guys do.
Sure. We go 8 to 10. We do offense, and we go 12 to 2. They lift for about 45 minutes to an hour, and then we go to a special teams walkthrough. It's a little bit, you know, not as intense as maybe the other practices, and then at the end of the day, we end on defense about 4 to 6 p.m.
Hard to keep their attention for that long of a day?
Yeah, no kidding.
No, not at all, actually. That's the whole strategy, keep them there all day. You know, we have activities planned for them in between sessions. You know, we'll do some chalk talk, watch some film, and, you know, our school starts pretty early now. So in order to keep up with the school to get a full, you know, week and a half of 2 days, we have to go 3 for these first 4 days, and then we go to single practices next week.
All right, so Coach Watson, I'm an alum from Urbana, and it was actually my senior year, I believe, the last time that Urbana made the postseason. That would have been 2004. And Preston Williams, a quarterback, Antonio Adams, a wide receiver.
Flashbacks.
Very athletic offense. And so 3-6 last year, looking to improve that even more this year. Have you guys been talking about playoffs being the goal, or is it more of a one-game-at-a-time approach?
No, we don't talk about playoffs. Our main goal, and since I've been here day one, is to win a playoff game. We want to be the first team in school history to win a playoff game. You know, we're trying to turn everything completely around, and we talk about it every day. In fact, our saying is 2 more plays. You know, you mentioned the 3-6. We're on the verge there a couple games of getting the first playoff berth in a while, I think about 5 years or so, well, since you played. And so we talk about it pretty much every day.
Talking with Urbana coach Nathan Watson. I think Mike Carpenter was sitting there, yeah, when I played at Urbana.
No, I was a spectator. I was far too skinny to be playing back then, and I lack what they call coordination of any kind. So,
well, I'm sure Nathan could have made you a football player, right, Nate?
Maybe so.
Hey, I would have tried. I promise you that much. Plus, we have you mentioned Preston Williams III. He's actually coaching with us now. So
okay, very
to,
cool. Very cool.
You know, get a little bit of that influence from the past. You know, he was the last quarterback and leader of a team that was successful here, and that's why he's influencing those boys on a regular basis.
Well, Coach Watson, I mean, everyone knows a lot about Urbana's struggles. 7 wins, no playoffs over the last 6 years. You know, I think the hardest part probably for a new coach, this is your third year, a culture of apathy in most places that have had that kind of history. How do you go about trying to break that?
You know, I think we just raise expectations. You know, you set high standards and you stick to them. You don't budge no matter how much resistance you may get from the players or community. And I'm not going to lie to you that first year was very rough. You know, the 0-9. And basically we had to kind of dismantle what had been going on there, and now we're in the process of building things up, and I feel like we are undoubtedly in the right direction. We got a lot of things going our way.
And you go 0-9 in your first season. You talked about how tough that must have been. Was there a lot of just comments saying, well, you can't do this? I mean, this is Urbana. I mean, I imagine you got a lot of negative comments like that.
Sure, it was negative, but to be honest with you, you know, I kind of believe everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I did not want to go 0-9, but in hindsight, I think if we wouldn't have gone 0-9, things just would have kind of remained the same. You know, the kind of attitude was, well, at least we beat Decatur Eisenhower. Well, at the end of that season, we had to look ourselves in the mirror and say, well, we didn't beat anyone. And that's when we really saw a lot of positive changes taking place.
As I look at the schedule, of course, the 2 games that stand out for me, just looking at it from an Urbana perspective, you got Central and Centennial, and some coaches maybe don't like to look at individual games and circle them on the calendar, but others aren't afraid to say, yeah, you know, they're our rivals, and we want to and plan on beating them this year. Is that a an attitude you're trying to get your team to take as you go into those two games?
Yeah, there's no question. We have a series of goals. You know, I just mentioned the playoff win, but on one of our other goals is to win, be the Twin City champs again. I mean, our boys are focused on that. That is definitely important to us as well.
So Coach Watson, Urbana Coach Nathan Watson, joined the Tay and Jay Show. Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter. What do you got on your team this year? You know, what returns from that 3-6 team that you really think can be the strength of your team this year?
Well, I think our defense is going to be the strength of our team this year. We have 8 out of 11 starters returning, and they're pretty athletic. I think last year they were a little young, you know, a little inexperienced, and I think they have that year under their belts. And I don't think we're going to have those mistakes caused by inexperience this year. I also think our offensive line, even though they're young, I feel like they are they work well together. They've been playing together since they were in fifth grade. And I feel like they just have the kind of chemistry you want an offensive line to have. And then, of course, you have our skill guys. You know, the week 9 last year, our leaders were our tailback, our quarterback, and our wide receiver. And all those guys are coming back, you know, statistically. So we feel good about it. We've also put a lot of emphasis on special teams this year. Not that we haven't in the past, but we've definitely ratcheted up the intensity on special teams. And like I said, I feel like everything's going our way right now.
Coach Watson, I notice you're not naming names. Is that part of your strategy, that you're all one?
No. I mean, yeah, we don't like to talk about individual players. We talk about that. We talk about the team all the time, and I think that's what makes football unique. But, no, there's no secret about it. We have Cameron Mammon at quarterback, and he's pretty darn good. And we have D'Angelo Johnson at tailback and Marcus Hendricks at wide receiver, and they're good. But you know, they wouldn't be successful as they are without that line.
Coach, an exciting development is the new facility that you guys will be playing in this year. Astro Play or Field Turf, I forget which one, and then brand new bleachers and really a facility that will rival those, any in the state. How excited are the players to play in that? And is there anything special planned for that home opener on September 9th to sort of ring in this new all the new improvements?
Sure, there's a grand opening ceremony on September 9th. You know, to be honest, I've kind of been staying out of that stuff. You know, my focus that week is beating Normal Community. You know, they've asked me a few questions, so I know the school board president will be speaking and the superintendent, and there'll be a tour and such. But I'm just watching Danville, I'm getting ready for Community, and more importantly, right now, getting ready for Danville. You asked if the players were excited. Of course they are. I mean, that facility is going to be, you said, best in the state. I don't think there's any doubt that it's the best in downstate Illinois. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone even comes close to competing. And I even say they rival some of the suburbs. Our facility will rival some of the suburbs. And I even say a high school our size nationwide, it competes except for maybe schools in Texas or Florida, California, something like that.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Well, Coach Watson, what does that mean to your players that the parents, the adults, and the administration is putting this much of an investment by building this state-of-the-art facility? Have you seen a response from the players that they're like, hey, you know, maybe Urbana Athletics can be something more?
No, I definitely feel that way. You know, I think if this wouldn't have been in the works, if we would have gone 0-9 again, I think the community and the administration and the school board observed what the football team did last year and how close they were and the work they did. And more importantly, you know, we didn't have any players who were ineligible. We didn't have any players in the detention room. And I think people noticed those things. Yeah. Also, on a big scale, it was a need. I'm a PE teacher there. We needed more facilities for PE. The band needed some more to practice. We needed a new track. So there were a lot of other things other than football. But, yeah, I really don't think it would have happened if we would have had another 0-9 year.
Well, I hear the Chicago Bears have had some trouble, so they might be down to Urbana to check out your facilities to make sure, you know, they can figure out how they actually do this.
That'd be a good idea.
I would love to have the Bears down here. That'd be great.
Well, Coach, you sound like you've been screaming the last couple, 3 days, and I know for a football coach, it's always good to get back on that field.
It is. You know, I try not to yell too much, but I'd be lying to you if I said I haven't raised my voice a few times. But for the most part, you know, the attitudes have been great. You know, that first morning practice, getting them in gear sometimes, getting the right attitude. But like I said, we're moving forward, and everything looks good from where I'm at.
Coach, the last thing I got to ask you, I know you're talking about how you guys have to do 3 days because of your schedule. I know in the NFL, they got rid of two-a-days. In colleges, they can't do them back-to-back. I know there's some people wondering, you know, with all the contact days you have during the summer, I know most of the coaches don't use all 25 days, but do you think two-a-days should remain in high school, or do you think that you can change the schedule a little bit so that you're not practicing two-a-days?
You know, we're going to follow whatever rules they put out. I think for us, this fits right now. But sure, I would like to see some changes from the IHSA. Specifically, I'd like to see the dead period be moved to June.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you mentioned the contact days. These guys get acclimated to the heat. They get in shape. And all of a sudden, right before you start football, they got to take a week and a half off. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So, you know, maybe they could get rid of the dead period and move it towards June. And limit practices to one time a day, I don't have a problem with that. But I definitely do think there need to be some changes in the way we schedule things here in this state.
Well, Coach Watson, we wish you the best of luck. We'll be watching this program closely. And can't wait for September 9th when you guys open that stadium. It's going to be unbelievable. Coach Watson, good luck, and thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me, guys.
All right,
that's
thanks,
Nathan
Coach.
Watson from Urbana. And it's got to be, you know, you're an Urbana grad. I mean, this is kind of almost an exciting
time.
It is
exciting.
Especially not only you get three wins last year, which for a lot of schools doesn't mean much, but for this kind of program that's struggled so much recently, that's got to be a building block. And that's why this year is key. If you can build, if you can get 3, 4, 5 wins this year, even getting to the playoffs, how unbelievable would that be for
a band? 5-4 often sneaks you into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So that is doable. Tough schedule. Urbana, I mean, this kind of surprised me. The enrollment of Urbana, there's only two teams are playing with a smaller enrollment in their schools, and that's Mattoon and Decatur Eisenhower. Everybody else, pretty sizable advantage as far as how many go to the school. Doesn't always correlate, but I'm looking at this too. September 9th, hey, I'm going.
Sure.
I'm going to the grand opening, and I think the community will rally around it, Urbana that is, and I think it'll be a really good turnout.
Well, let's ask the community, all you Urbana grads, all you Urbana folk out there, are you excited about this season, especially with that new turf there? What do you think this year holds in the cards? 359-2255, 217-359-2255. We're having a break. You can also email me, Jeremy, Jeremy, at myconnectfm.com. It's a Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.